In the age of more convenience, easy access, affordability, and getting things done quickly, the private information of online shoppers is exposed to cyberworld, oftentimes without our knowledge. It is important for online consumers to empower themselves in the digital age to avoid the pitfalls of technology.
We have to think about how the consumer's information is being utilized, data protection, privacy, identity theft. And so what we are trying to do is to see how we can make consumers more aware of some of the pitfalls that can occur while you are in this digital age.
Chief Executive Officer of the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, Dulcie Allen. While the technology is way ahead of the requisite laws and regulations to protect online consumers locally, legislation is being amended to help protect consumers from illegal digital activities.
As government, we will continue to work to ensure that regulations and laws governing electronic transactions are put in place and standards are developed in areas such as disclosure, digital signatures, privacy, and content regulation.
Minister of Industry and Commerce, Carl Samuda. There are steps consumers can take to protect their personal and private information from hackers and scammers. Patch or update all devices when you get the notification to do so. Manufacturers use this type of update to fix kinks with your operating system. Install antivirus software on your devices. Free antivirus software such as AVG and Avast are available via the internet. Choose strong passwords that are complex and include characters, numbers, symbols, using no less than 8 characters. Backup your data on your laptop and mobile phones using a cloud backup service. Free examples include but are not limited to OneDrive or Google Drive. You can also use an external hard drive to backup your files. Control access to your machines. You can secure your devices with a screen lock using a pattern, PIN, or password. Be wary of the emails you receive and the attachments you download. You may be downloading a malware or virus that will infect your device.
A lot of times, your operating system will tell you that this document is not safe or this document is about to execute a software, and it gives you the option to stop at that point. Please don't ignore these messages from your devices.
CAC Information Technology Manager Andrew Evelyn. Use secure connections. Avoid using free Wi-Fi connections.
You may very well have a person who make this Wi-Fi access available. They are able to access your mobile device, get all the pictures and all the documents, all the email that you have read and the downloads that you have, and they can actually copy it off your device and have it available.
Limit the information available about yourself via social media. Keep your private information offline. Remember, if you deleted something, it still exists in cyberspace. Use your desktop firewall to protect unauthorized access to your files. Ensure you read mobile application agreements before downloading so that you are aware of what permissions or levels of access you are allowing for your devices. Log out from websites, especially shopping websites, after conducting electronic transactions. Only use legitimate, well-known, and well-established websites for online shopping transactions. All websites should have a contact information section. If the website does not have a contact us page or it only offers a form to fill out, this is a strong indicator of fraud. Mr. Evelyn cautions, however, that while some businesses might have legitimate websites, they may not have taken the necessary precautions to protect their customers against fraud. As such, the onus is on consumers to safeguard their information. Mr. Evelyn is advising consumers to use a service called Better Business Bureau to evaluate websites before they shop.
The Better Business Bureau will evaluate the website and organization for the level of legitimacy, the care that they take in protecting shoppers' data, and they will give them a rating.
CAC Information Technology Manager Andrew Evelyn. The Better Business Bureau's rating system is also based on the number of comments and reviews consumers share with a nonprofit organization. Websites that are highly rated by this service will carry the organization's BBB label.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.